This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media for a Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner is now here. He's with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Good afternoon to you, Drew.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for being with us. Let's start with Argentina for the day. Are they going to get rainfall?
They are, actually. A very good amount of rain coming up. But, boy, they're going to have to suffer just a little bit more before that happens. Temperatures over the day on Friday and Saturday this week will likely run from 105 to 112 degrees across the northwestern one-third of Argentina, with temperatures in the middle 90s to lower 100s in the rest of the central parts of the country. This is culminating a period of very dry and warm conditions, and certainly the crops are stressed. We have depleted topsoil moisture in most of the country, and subsoil moisture is in a steep decline. So the rain that is expected to begin on Saturday, at least in a significant sense, it will occur off and on for about 10 days, and we will end up with a nice improvement in topsoil moisture. Subsoil moisture levels may still be a little low, but there's going to be enough relief to the heat and to the dryness that these crops will turn around greatly. And, you know, it's important to note, too, that they're only about halfway through their planting season, so there's still opportunity here to replant the crops that have been seriously harmed in the recent week or two of stress. So it's not a bad scenario for Argentina right now.
So things have turned around. That is, I suppose, typical of a growing season, that we can't have a weather problem or what may be considered a concern that tends to turn around as temperatures and or rainfall changes. If you move a bit northward from there, I think for a good portion of the season, Brazil has been in decent shape.
Absolutely. You know, there was a lot of chatter in the marketplace there for a while about delayed planting of the soybean crop. But, you know, the crop got into the ground and the weather's been ideal ever since. The biggest concern, of course, is going to be that second season corn crop that follows the soybeans, and it may be late going in, and if we shut down the seasonal rains too quickly in the second quarter of the 2018 calendar year, we may end up having a little short second crop. We're probably going to have some less plantings anyway, but that's something we'll look forward to. But the soybean crop looks pretty darn good, and the forecast is really quite favorable as well, with timely rain for most of the country over the next 10 days.
Here in the United States, we're looking into the winter break and the Christmas season. Will we have any snowfall across parts of the Midwest or the Great Plains?
You know, I think if we hold our tongues just right, we might just get a Christmas storm out of this deal. Some changes are taking place. Over the past week, we've had very cool air in the eastern part of the United States and eastern Canada, too, for that matter. The jet stream has just driven itself from the Arctic straight down into the southeastern United States. But over this next 5 to 7 days, we're going to shift that cold funnel to the west. And so the cold air will come from the Arctic down into the Rocky Mountain states. And if anyone's planning on going snow skiing out there in the Rockies, there's certainly good news, because there'll be a couple of good-sized storms that will impact that region. We're hoping, though, that maybe we can get a white Christmas to occur across parts of the Midwest. And if everything goes just right, enough cold air will pool in the western United States while the east warms up, and that should set the stage for at least a fair-sized storm system at some point between the 22nd and the 26th of December.
That'll put it right on target. Hey, thanks so much.
All right. Have a good day.
That, of course, is Drew Lerner. He is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media, public radio for the farming world. Look us up online at willag.org, willag.org.